Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for 2 more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. The Subaru of New England, a lot to love event. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Jim from Bedford.
Hey, Jim.
Hello.
Jim, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure, think of that.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the money if you tie. That is a loss for you. Kennedy is gone, and she can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. Singer Khalees turns 47 today. How does she get all the boys to the yard?
With her milkshake?
Jenna Fischer was in one of the most popular TV series in history, but after The Office wrapped and her follow-up series, Splitting Up Together, got canceled, she walked away from television altogether. Who did Jenna Fischer play on The Office?
Pam.
115 years ago today, in 1911, the Mona Lisa was stolen from the Louvre in Paris by one of its employees. It was recovered 2 years later. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
That would be Da Vinci.
Dr. Phil is being sued by his ex-publicist for wrongful termination, failure to pay him on time, and discrimination based on sexual orientation. Dr. Phil first became famous by giving life and relationship advice as a regular guest on which show?
Oprah Winfrey.
Question number 5. Rob Lowe told Oprah on his Literally podcast that he was bullied as a child because other kids considered him pretty. Which character did Rob Lowe play in The Outsiders?
Oh, crap.
That's all right. That's a tough one.
I can only think of Ponyboy, and I know that's wrong.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Ooh, finally got him on one.
I understand you're dropping your wife off at the airport. Where's she going?
She's going to Huntsville, Alabama to pick my daughter Vivian up from space camp.
Oh, that is so cool. She going to be an astronaut one day, I hope?
I hope so, or some kind of a space engineer or something.
How cool is that?
Very.
Huntsville's a nice town. I lived there for a little while, worked in radio. I liked it. I enjoyed it.
It's hot.
Roll Tide.
War Eagle. Tim got 4 out of 5, Kennedy.
Woo! All right, sir.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Singer Khalees, 47 today. How does she get all the boys to the yard?
Her milkshake.
A never-ending wave of boys.
Tied at 1. Jenna Fischer was in one of the most popular TV series in history, but after The Office wrapped and her follow-up series Splitting Up Together got canceled, she walked away from television altogether. Who did Jenna Fischer play on The Office?
Pam.
It was Pam. Tied at 2. 115 years ago today in 1911, the Mona Lisa was stolen from the Louvre in Paris by one of its employees. It was recovered 2 years later. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Leonardo da Vinci.
Tied at three. Dr. Phil is being sued by his ex-publicist for wrongful termination, failure to pay him on time, and discrimination based on sexual orientation. Dr. Phil first became famous by giving life and relationship advice as a regular on which show?
Oprah.
Speaking of Oprah, Rob Lowe told Oprah on his Literally podcast that he was bullied as a child because other kids considered him pretty. Which character did Rob Lowe play in The Outsiders?
Soda Pop.
Soda Pop what?
Don't even.
Soda Pop Curtis.
Oh, come on.
I would not have gotten that.
4-4 is the final score. Kennedy with the tie gets the win. Nice work, Kennedy. Jim, you don't get the money, but you do get yourself a $100 gift card to Wagamama's. The new menu, new favorite, same Wagamama energy. You can discover 26 new dishes, 15 new drinks, including Bao Bun tacos, Wagyu Mama sliders, also refreshing Wagaritas and Wagatinis. Come hungry, leave happy, only at Wagamama. So you enjoy that gift card, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Of course. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Kennedy, is Jim from Bedford, and I cannot meet you yet again.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. With so much to love, don't miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Billy from Dedham.
Hi, Billy.
Hey, Kennedy. Happy Friday. How's
yes,
it going?
It's going.
Great. Well, I tied with Carson once. You were out, but he gave me the 100. So I'm
right.
So excited to play with you. And
well, let's give it a try.
All right. Well,
would you kindly leave the studio?
I sure will. Good luck to you.
Thank you. You as well.
Five pop culture trivia questions. Billy, you get more right than Kennedy. You're going to win $1,000 this morning. Now, if you tie, as you know, Kennedy gets the win, and we can't give you that money. Kennedy is gone. Question number one. Kim Cattrall turned 70 today. Who did she play on Sex and the City?
Samantha Jones.
Ella Langley says her dream collaborators are Stevie Nicks, Chris Stapleton, and Harry Styles. What is Ella Langley's fan base nicknamed?
Ella Langley. What is it? Ella Fellas.
Question number three. Season 18 of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is now available to stream on Hulu. What bar does the gang own in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Oh, I know this one.
Really thought he was going to swear there, Dan. Please don't swear.
Okay. Patty's.
Question number four. Today in 1987, Dirty Dancing was released starring Jennifer Grey and Patrick Swayze. Which song is being played during the final dance scene in Dirty Dancing, where they do their iconic lift?
Well, my sister made me watch this throughout the whole 80s. Time of My Life?
Question?
Oh, no, wait. Yeah, sorry. Final answer.
Okay, lock it in?
Locked in, yes.
Question number five. The Odyssey just became the highest grossing rated R movie of all time. It passed which 2024 superhero movie for the top spot? Three, two.
Deadpool and Wolverine.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Oh.
How are you feeling, Billy?
Oh, I feel like I just worked out.
I understand you're going shopping with Ted?
No, Ted from bed, we were on once before. I'm driving him to work, and then I have today off, and I'm going to shop and try to get my doodle groomed.
Holla!
Holla.
Ted, you were very well behaved during the game. I didn't know you were there.
Yeah. The last time he was asleep, literally. So.
All right, here we go. Kennedy?
Yeah.
Billy, with no assist from Ted in the car, got 5 out of 5.
Holy cats.
Same thing. Yeah, he worked through some answers and he got them all. These are tough. I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right. You get right or wrong. It adds to the suspense.
All right.
Kim Cattrall turned 70 today. Who did she play on Sex and the City?
Samantha.
Ella Langley says her dream collaborators, Stevie Nicks, Chris Stapleton, and Harry Styles. What is Ella Langley's fan base nicknamed?
Ella's Fellas.
Season 18 of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is now available to stream on Hulu. What bar does the gang own?
Patty's.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Question number 4. Today, 1987, Dirty Dancing was released starring Jennifer Grey and Patrick Swayze. Which song is being played during the final dance scene in Dirty Dancing where they do their iconic lift?
I've had the time of my life.
Question number 5. The Odyssey just became the highest grossing rated R movie of all time. It passed which 2024 superhero movie for the top spot? Billy got this one right. If you get it wrong, he wins $1,000. Three, two.
Avengers Endgame.
One.
Yes! Woo!
No.
Yeah, he says yes, because he won.
Yes, obviously. He did. Samantha, yes. Ella's Fellas, yes. Patty's Pub, yes. If I've Had the Time of My Life, yes. Deadpool and Wolverine.
Never in a million years.
Deadpool and Wolverine. Congratulations, Billy.
You don't know how much I need this money.
No,
thank you
buddy.
So much.
Oh, we're so happy for you.
You did it.
Great contender. Thank you, Kennedy.
I mean, he's played twice, and he got all 10 right.
I'm really good at trivia. I watch, Jeopardy every day, so...
There you go. Well, congratulations to you. You got yourself $1,000, Billy. Kennedy, you have something you would like to say to Billy?
Yeah, my name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Billy.
Oh, thank you. It's okay. We still love you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. I just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for 2 more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.
Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Cammy Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. The Subaru of New England. A lot to love event. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Wendy from Quincy.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Also, Matthew is with her as they are on their way to Six Flags.
Oh, let's go. Are you going to ride Superman?
We're on our way. Yeah, that's going to be our first ride, Superman.
Fun.
That's a good one. That is a good one. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Wendy?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself $100 if you tie Kennedy. Of course, that is a loss for you. She has now left the studio and can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. Today in 2022, The House of the Dragon premiered on HBO. Name the author who created the entire Game of Thrones universe.
I don't know. That's out of my wheelhouse.
Question number two. Julia Stiles from Save the Last Dance is joining the cast of Dancing with the Stars. She's a big fan and has talked about doing it in the past. In which movie did Julia Stiles play the romantic interest of Heath Ledger?
That would be 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yellow Jackets will return for its fourth and final season on November 20th. Which sport did the girls who survived the plane crash play in Yellow Jackets?
I don't know. I'm going to guess soccer.
Jessie J recently had to kick some fans out of her show for fighting. On which song did Jessie J collaborate with Ariana Grande and Nicki Minaj?
I don't know.
Question number five. Lainey Wilson performed a fun mashup of the songs Daisies and Man I Need and posted it on her Instagram. Which two artists sing Daisy and Man I Need?
Justin Bieber and Olivia Dean.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What's the weather looking like in Springfield later today?
It's looking like it's going to clear up, thank goodness.
Nice.
Some sun in the horizon.
I like that. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Wendy, along with Matthew, on their way to Six Flags, got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
I was trying to remember, like, what?
Right.
Why do they call it Six Flags again?
I thought.
Do you remember why they call it Six Flags?
No.
I don't.
I'll tell you in a minute.
I just remember the old man dancing in the commercials.
Yes. More flags, more fun.
Yeah.
These are tough, Kennedy. Question number one. Today in 2022, The House of the Dragon premiered on HBO. Name the author who created the entire Game of Thrones universe.
George A.A. Martin. George R.R. Martin.
That is correct. Question number two. Julia Stiles from Save the Last Dance is joining the cast of Dancing with the Stars. She's a big fan and has talked about doing it in the past. In which movie did Julia Stiles play the romantic interest of Heath Ledger?
10 Things I Hate About.
Title one. Yellow Jackets will return for its fourth and final season on November 20th. Which sport did the girls who survived the plane crash play in Yellow Jackets? Three.
Basketball.
Two. Soccer. Got to get these next two right or Wendy wins. Jessie J recently had to kick some fans out of her show for fighting. On which song did Jessie J collaborate with Ariana Grande and Nicki Minaj?
Boom Clap.
That's Charlie XCX. Bang Bang is the correct answer. 2-1. Question number five. Lainey Wilson performed a fun mashup of the songs Daisies and Man I Need and posted it on Instagram. Which two artists sing Daisies and Man I Need?
Olivia Dean and Justin Bieber.
That is correct. Nice job, Kennedy. But a better job by Wendy. Wendy wins it 3-2. Let's go. $100. That'll get you some snacks at Six Flags.
I'm just walking out of town leaving all the money.
One meal, maybe.
By the way, Six Flags was named after the six nations that ruled Texas before the United States did it. How about that? I think France, Spain, the Confederacy. It was
Mexico.
Maybe Mexico was one of them as well. Hold on. It doesn't matter. Go look it up. It's close enough for government work. Close enough for radio work.
First I've ever heard of that, so I have no idea.
Yeah. That's what it is. I can't remember the countries.
The more you know.
Yep. Well, Wendy, congratulations. You and Matthew, we hope you have a great time at Six Flags. Kennedy?
Yeah.
You know the drill.
Yeah, my name is Kennedy from Quincy, and I can't beat Wendy.
Oh, that's twice today.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're gonna
going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kenby Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England, the Subaru of New England, a lot to love event. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Kristen from North Reading.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy. How are you?
Good.
We kick Kennedy out. Let's do it.
Kennedy, can you please leave the office?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Oh, the whole office. Bye, Kennedy.
You got to take an elevator for that.
Yeah. We don't have that kind of time around here. All right, there she goes, off to the soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Kristen, you know the deal. It's $1,000 on the line if you tie Kennedy. Unfortunately, that's a loss for you. She has lost twice this morning. She has lost our boss, Sal, $1,100.
You could make it $2,100.
Woohoo! Suck it, Sal. I love it.
Question number one. These brothers just launched their new Burning Up All Over Again tour and announced a new song coming next Friday called Listen When Sad. Name the group.
Jonas Brothers.
On-screen couples who hated each other in real life include Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams, who starred together in which movie?
I don't know that one.
Question number three. Jason Kelsey's wife is fed up with the repeated pressure placed on her and Jason to have a son. What is her name? What is Jason Kelsey's wife's name? Three, two, one. All right, question number four. A 25th anniversary reissue of this Mariah Carey album is on the way, whether you want it or not. Can you name the album?
The Queen of Christmas does not care what you want.
I cannot.
All right. And question number five. This Grammy, Emmy, and Golden Globe winning songwriter adopted a stray pig that's been running around West Hollywood. She has written 9 number one songs, 33 top 10 songs, including If I Could Turn Back Time from Cher, Because You Love Me from Celine Dion, How Do I Live from Leanne Rimes, and I Don't Want to Miss This a Thing from Aerosmith. Can you name the songwriter?
Madonna?
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right, what do you got going on this weekend, Kristen?
It's my 29th anniversary. We're going to the casino.
Congratulations. What's the secret to success of 29 years?
Gambling.
Yes, exactly. Exactly, Dan.
Clearly.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Kristen got 1 out of 5 correct.
Sooch.
Yes, that is what we call a sooch when you get 1 out of 5. These are tough. Kennedy, you ready?
Yes.
These brothers just launched their new Burning Up All Over Again tour and also announced a new song coming next Friday called Listen When Sad. Name the group.
The Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, they're starting the tour with 3 sold-out nights at MSG. Question number 2. On-screen couples who hated each other in real life include Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams, who starred together in which movie?
The Notebook.
2-1. Question number 3. Jason Kelsey's wife is fed up with the repeated pressure placed on her and Jason to have a son. What is her name?
Kylie.
3-1. A 25th anniversary reissue of this Mariah Carey album is on the way.
Glitter.
Whether you want it or not. Name the album.
Glitter.
The reviews on it actually weren't as bad as what I thought they were going to be. I went in and looked just to see what the rating was.
The record wasn't bad. The movie was bad. But I mean, the record wasn't bad. It wasn't her best record. But
I mean, it got a 55 out of 100.
I mean, it wasn't her best work, but who cares? It's Mariah Carey.
Who cares, I say. 4-1, question number 5. This Grammy, Emmy, and Golden Globe winning songwriter has adopted a stray pig that's been running around West Hollywood. She wrote 9 number one songs, 33 top 10 songs, including If I Could Turn Back Time from Cher, Because You Love Me from Celine, How Do I Live from Leanne Rimes, and I Don't Want to Miss a Thing from Aerosmith. Who is she?
Diane.
Diana Taurasi.
Thank you. I'm not
going to get her. Dirty Diana.
I'm not going to get her. Diane Warren.
That is it. Diane Warren.
Woohoo.
Nice job, Kennedy.
Sometimes it
you probably looked it up on Google, right? Was she cheating, Dan? Mm-hmm. See her?
I just had to get into the right file cabinet.
I gotcha. I gotcha. 5-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Chris, I'm sorry you don't get the $1,000. Kennedy, you can breathe now when you go on vacation.
Oh, I'm breathing already.
Okay.
I'm walking right out the door. And I'm not answering any phone calls until next week.
Kristen, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Kristen from North Reading, and I can never be.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for two more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.